Those who are serious about liberation are certainly non-envious, and they respect all. Yet, they reject the horrible and ghastly forms of the demigods, and worship only the all-blissful forms of Lord Vishnu and his plenary portions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is the original person of the Vishnu categories, expands himself in two different categories, namely integrated plenary portions and separated parts and parcels. The separated parts and parcels are the servitors, and the integrated plenary portions of Vishnu tattvas are the worshipful objects of service. All demigods who are empowered by the Supreme Lord are also separated parts and parcels. They do not belong to the categories of Vishnu tattva. The Vishnu tattvas are living beings equally as powerful as the original form of the personality of Godhead, and they display different categories of power in consideration of different times and circumstances. The separated parts and parcels are powerful by limitation. They do not have unlimited power like the Vishnu tattvas. Therefore, one should never classify the Vishnu tattvas or the plenary portions of Narayan, the personality of Godhead, in the same categories with the parts and parcels. If anyone does so, he becomes at once an offender by the name Pashandi. In the age of Kali, many foolish persons commit such unlawful offenses and equalize the two categories. The separated parts and parcels have different positions in the estimation of material powers, and some of them are like Kala Bhairava, Smashan Bhairava, Shani, Mahakali, and Chandika. These demigods are worshipped mostly by those who are in the lowest categories of the mode of darkness or ignorance. Other demigods, like Brahma, Shiva, Surya, Ganesh, and many similar deities, are worshipped by men in the mode of passion, urged on by the desire for material enjoyment. But those who are actually situated in the mode of goodness of material nature, sattvaguna, worship only Vishnu tattvas. Vishnu tattvas are represented by various names and forms, such as Narayan, Damodar, Vamana, Govinda, and Adhoksaja. The qualified Brahmins worship the Vishnu tattvas, represented by the Shalagram Shila, and some of the higher castes, like Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, also generally worship the Vishnu tattvas. Highly qualified Brahmins situated in the mode of goodness have no grudges against the mode of worship of others. They have all respect for other demigods, even though they may look ghastly, like Kala Bhairava or Mahakali. They know very well that these horrible features of the Supreme Lord are all different servitors of the Lord under different conditions. Yet they reject the worship of both horrible and attractive features of the demigods, and they concentrate only on the forms of Vishnu, because they are serious about liberation from the material conditions. The demigods, even to the stage of Brahma, the supreme of all demigods, cannot offer liberation to anyone. Hiranyakasipu underwent severe types of penance to become eternal in life, but his worshipful deity, Brahma, could not satisfy him with such blessings. Therefore, Vishnu, and none else, is called Muktipad, or the personality of Godhead who can bestow upon us mukti, liberation. The demigods, being like other living entities in the material world, are all liquidated at the time of the annihilation of the material structure. They are themselves unable to get liberation, and what to speak of giving liberation to their devotees. The demigods can award the worshippers some temporary benefit only, and not the ultimate one. It is for this reason only that candidates for liberation deliberately reject the worship of the demigods, although they have no disrespect for any one of them.